13. Well, how did he take it? Theramin asked. Better than you expected he would, is my guess. He was completely marvelous, said Binet. They were on the terrace at the Six Suns Club. The rains had ended for the time being, and the evening was a splendid one, with the strange clarity of the atmosphere that always came after a prolonged period of rain. Tano and Setha in the west casting their hard white ghostly light with more than usual intensity, and Red Dovim in the opposing sector of the dusky sky burning like a tiny gem. He hardly even seemed upset, except when I indicated that I'd almost been tempted to suppress the whole thing for the sake of protecting his feelings. Then he flew off the handle. He really chewed me out, as I deserved. But the funniest thing was... Waiter, Tano special for me, please. And one for my friend. Make them doubles. You're really turning into a drinker, aren't you? Theramin remarked. Binet shrugged. Only when I'm here. There's something about this terrace, the view of the city, the whole atmosphere. That's how it begins. You get to like it little by little. You develop jolly associations between one particular place and drinking. And then after a while you experiment with having a drink or two somewhere else. And then a drink or three. Theramin, you sound like an apostle of flame. They think drinking's evil too, don't they? They think everything's evil. But drinking certainly is. That's what's so wonderful about it, eh, my friend? Theramin laughed. You were telling me about Aethor. Yes, the really comical thing. Do you remember that wild notion you had that some unknown factor might be pushing Kalgash away from the orbit we'd expect it to have?
The invisible giant, yes. The dragon huffing and puffing in the sky.
Well, Aethor took exactly the same position.
He thinks there's a dragon in the sky?
Binet guffawed. Don't be silly, but some sort of unknown factor, yes. A dark sun, maybe, or some other world that's located at a position that's impossible for us to see, but which nevertheless is exerting gravitational force on Kalgash.
Isn't that all a little on the fantastic side? Theramin asked.
Of course it is, but Aethor reminded me of the old philosophical chestnut of Thargola's sword, which we use, metaphorically I mean, to smite the more complex premise when we're trying to decide between two hypotheses. It's simpler to go looking for a dark sun than it is to have to produce an entirely new theory of universal gravitation. And therefore, a dark sun? But isn't that a contradiction in terms? A sun is a source of light. If it's dark, how can it be a sun? But that's just one of the possibilities Aethor tossed at us. It isn't necessarily one that he takes seriously. What we've been doing these last few days is throwing around all kinds of astronomical notions, hoping that one of them will make enough sense so that we can begin to put together an explanation for... Look, there's Sheeran. Binet waved at the rotund psychologist who had just entered the club. Sheeran, come out here and have a drink with us, will you? Sheeran stepped carefully through the narrow doorway. So you've taken up some new vices, have you, Binet? Oh, not many, but Theramin's exposed me to the Tano special, and I'm afraid I've caught a taste for it. You know Theramin, don't you? He writes the column in the Chronicle. I don't think we've actually met, Sheeran said. He offered his hand. I've certainly heard a lot about you, though. I'm Raista 717's uncle.
The psych professor, Theramin said. You've been at the Jungler Exposition, right?
Sheeran looked startled. You keep up with everything, don't you?
I try to.
The waiter was back.
What can we get you, Tano special?
Oh, too strong for me, Sheeran said. And a little too sweet. Do you have a Neltiger by any chance?
The Jonglorian brandy? Well, I'm not sure. How do you want it if I can find some?
Straight, said Sheeran. Please. To Theramin and Binet, he said, I've developed a liking for it while I was up north. The food's awful in Jonglor, but at least they can distill a decent brandy.
I hear they've had a lot of trouble at the exposition, Theramin said. Some problem in their amusement park, a ride through darkness that was driving people crazy, literally driving them out of their heads.
At the Tunnel of Mystery, yes. That was the reason I was there, as a consultant called in by the city and its lawyers for an opinion. Theramin sat forward.
Is it true that people were dying of shock in that tunnel, and they kept it open anyway?
Everyone's been asking me that, replied Sheeran. There were a few deaths, yes, but they didn't seem to harm the ride's popularity. People insisted on taking the ride anyway, and a lot of them came out very badly deranged. I took a ride in the Tunnel of Mystery myself, he said, shuddering. Well,
They've shut the thing down now. I told them it was either that or fork over millions of credits and liability suits. That it was absurd to expect people to be able to tolerate darkness at that level of intensity. They saw the logic of that.
We do have some Neltiger, sir, the waiter broke in, putting a glass of somber brownish brandy on the table in front of Sheeran. Just one bottle, so you'd better go easy.
The psychologist nodded and scooped up his drink, downing about half of it before the waiter had left the table.
Sir, I said.
Sheeran smiled at him. I heard what you said. I'll take it easier after this one. He turned to Binet. I understand there was some excitement at the observatory while I was up north. Lilith told me. She wasn't too clear on what was going on. Some new theory, I think, she said.
Grinning, Binet said, Thurman and I were just talking about that. Not a new theory, no. A challenge to an established one. I was running some calculations on Kalgash's orbit and...
Sheeran listened to the story with increasing astonishment.
The theory of universal gravitation's invalid?
He cried when Binet was halfway through.
Good Lord, man! Does that mean that if I put my glass down, it's likely to go floating up into the sky?
I'd better finish off my Neltiger first, then. And he did. Binet laughed. The theory's still on the books. What we're trying to do, what Athor is trying to do, he's been spearheading the work, and it's amazing to watch him go at it, is to come up with a mathematical explanation for why our figures don't come out the way we think they ought to.
Massaging the data, I think it's called, Theremin added.
Sounds suspicious to me, Sheeran said. You don't like the results, so you rearrange your findings. Is that it, Binet? Make everything fit by hook or by crook?
Well, not exactly.
Admit it! Admit it!
Sheeran roared with laughter.
Waiter, another Neltiger, and one more Tano special for my unethical young friend here. Theremin, can I get you a drink, too?
Please. Sheeran said in the same broad tone as before,
This is all very disillusioning, Binet. I thought it was only us psychologists who made the data fit the theories and called the results science. Seems more like something the Apostles of Flame might do.
Sheeran cut it out.
The Apostles claim to be scientists, too, Theremin put in.
Binet and Sheeran turned to look at him.
Last week, just before the rain started, I had an interview with one of their big people, he went on. I had hoped to see Mondior, but I got a certain Follman 66 instead. Their public relations man. Very slick, very bright, very personable. He spent a half an hour explaining to me that the Apostles have reliable scientific proof that next year, on the 19th of Theptar, the suns are going to go out, and we'll all be plunged into darkness and everyone will go insane.
The whole world turned into one big tunnel of mystery, is that it?
Sheeran said jovially.
We won't have enough mental hospitals to hold the entire population, you know, or enough psychiatrists to treat them. Besides, the psychiatrists will be crazy, too.
Aren't they already? Binet asked.
Good point, said Sheeran.
The madness isn't the worst of it, Theremin said. According to Follman, the sky will be filled with something called stars that will shoot fire down upon us and set everything ablaze. And there will be a world full of gibbering maniacs wandering around in cities that are burning down around our ears. Thank heaven it's nothing but Mondior's bad dream.
But what if it isn't?
Sheeran said, suddenly sobering. His round face grew long and thoughtful.
What if there's something to it?
What an appalling notion, Binet said. I think it calls for another drink.
You haven't finished the one you've got,
Sheeran reminded the young astronomer.
Well, what of it? It still calls for another one afterward.
Waiter! Waiter!